This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday said that the situation in key areas of the Donbas front in eastern Ukraine remains very difficult, but Kyiv's forces are repelling Russian attacks and inflicting significant losses. Reuters reporter Chris Dignam.
The entire front line in eastern Ukraine was being shelled, according to the governor of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, which is partly occupied by Russia, adding that 5 civilians were killed and 2 were wounded in the Ukrainian-controlled areas. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow would probably do a deal over Ukraine one day, but that Russia's near total loss of trust in the West would make an eventual agreement much harder to reach. Putin also said Russia, the world's biggest exporter of energy, might cut its oil production and would refuse to sell oil to any country that imposed what he called the West's stupid price cap on Russian oil.
Chris Dignam of Reuters News. Australia's foreign minister on Saturday said that the government would place targeted sanctions on Russia and Iran in response to what it said were egregious human rights violations. VOA's Diane Roberts has the details.
Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong said in a statement the country was imposing Magnitsky-style sanctions on 13 individuals and 2 entities, including Iran's Morality Police and Basiji Resistance Force, and 6 Iranians involved in the crackdown on protests. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Croatia got a late equalizer before bouncing Brazil on penalty kicks Friday to advance to the World Cup semifinals in Doha, Qatar. Croatia, who was the 2018 World Cup runner-up, will be facing Argentina on Tuesday. For additional stories, visit our website or download the mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights launched a year-long campaign to mark the adoption 75 years ago of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Chief, Volker Turk, says he hopes the campaign will renew people's awareness and commitment to human rights and rekindle the spirit and vision that inspired this remarkable document. He says human rights violations must be of concern to everyone. He notes expressions of alarm and offers of aid must not be restricted to heartbreaking headline events, such as the war in Ukraine or the sanctioned killings of protesters by state security forces in Iran. The High Commissioner says the human suffering and what he calls forgotten crises must not go unreported. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A historic drought is hammering crops in Argentina's breadbasket province of Buenos Aires that is threatening the country's major wheat, corn, and soy crops. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
The remains of fish and cattle bake in the sun near the town of Navarro, about 60 miles west of Buenos Aires. It's one of dozens of towns in the country's breadbasket that are struggling. Argentina is experiencing its third successive La Niña climate phenomenon that typically means limited rainfall in its key farm regions. Wheat forecasts for the year have already been scaled back from 21 million tons to 13 million. It'll likely be a similar story for soybeans.
Reuters reporter Angela Johnston. A Hong Kong court has sentenced pro-democracy media tycoon Jimmy Lai to 5 years and 9 months in prison and fined him $257,000 over 2 fraud charges linked to lease violations. It was the latest in a series of cases against prominent pro-democracy activists that critics say are aimed at snuffing out dissidents in the city. Lai was arrested during a crackdown on the pro-democracy movement following widespread protests in 2019 and under the national security law imposed by Beijing. Judge Stanley Chan said on Saturday that the violations lasted over 2 decades, adding Lai did not feel guilty about the moves. A new report says the war in Ukraine, chaos in Haiti, and criminal groups in Mexico contributed to a sharp spike in the number of journalists killed in 2022 over the previous year. The International Federation of Journalists says 67 journalists and media staff have been killed around the world so far in 2022, up 47 from last year. The Brussels-based group also tallied 375 journalists currently imprisoned for doing their work. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.